Hello, everybody, and welcome to TYH. My name is Anglo, and with me I have the glorious Nikephoros Fokas.
Hello, my name is Dr. Nike Luther Fokas.
What are you focusing on?
Today I'm going to focus on the Lemming Principle. Approximately 10% of our society is ready for radicalization, ideologically. But the rest are lemmings.
Really?
Yes. Indeed, these segments of society cannot be reached ideologically because they only care about their comforts. Their conservative mindset leaves them unable to go for anything drastic in terms of political change, as it would temporarily require their discomfort.
So, William Luther Fokas, I got an important question I've been waiting to ask.
Indeed.
Do you like flatbread pizza or do you like thick crust?
I like thin crust pizza as the crunch is delicious and adds, it's like eating a chip.
Aren't chips Jewish?
Chips are not Jewish, as far as I'm aware.
Actually, no. I think a black person created chips.
I would not be surprised. Them niggas like to fry shit.
So, yeah, how are you doing today, Nike?
I'm flexing on these hoes.
So how's your Shabbat?
My Shabbat? Resting. Not violating the order to work today.
Did you have your mother turn on your computer for you? She your Shabbos boy?
my Shabbos mom.
Your Shabbos mom. Well, it's because you converted. You're one of those, what are they called? Hebrew roots Christians now.
I'm part of the Hebrew Identity Church.
Have you heard of the Hebrew Roots movement? It's like we're basically you a Jew, but you're not a Jew, but you believe in Jesus.
Okay, so it's like another variation on Messianic Judaism.
Yeah.
Why do they have to have like all their own special branches? Like that's just, I don't get it.
I don't know.
It's just like, it's like level two Protestantism.
No, it's its own thing. Don't associate it with that.
No, this is a fault of Protestantism, and I can't be convinced otherwise. Like the Protestant mindset brought us to this. Well, don't tell me I'm fucking wrong because I know I'm not.
Hey, at least we don't worship graven images. At least we worship Israel.
Okay. Yeah. At least you don't have any art. We just have $38 billion over the next 10 years for Israel.
Hey, no,
thank God.
Don't associate the greater Protestant movement with the modern day evangelicals and Hebrew root niggas.
Okay, I won't. But
I'm gonna
call the spade a spade. And say,
dude, that's really racist.
I'm going to call the spade a nigger.
No, you're going to call the spade an African American.
Yeah, I'm going to call a spade an African American and say, yeah, you don't have Messianic Jews unless you had like Protestant LARP.
You have Messianic Jews because we have Jews.
That's true.
So that's the crux of it all, the cross.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
So I was on, I don't know which where it was. It may have been on Twitter. I saw this.
I'd like to give a shout out real quick before we get into content.
Did you okay this by me?
No.
Okay. Let's just see if I'm okay with this.
Well, I just like to shout out to Avion. He's a good man and
is he a bird?
Helped me out when I needed some assistance and he's a fan of the show and just like to give him my thanks.
Well, thank you for being a fan. We appreciate fans. It's a cool thing.
Yeah.
So there was something
he's a good friend.
Thank you, friend. His name's Avion, right?
Yep.
I'll say this. We love you here at TYH.
We do, brother.
But, So here's something that I found on Twitter or something. It's a picture, I assume it's from the beginning of this school year. So it's a picture of 6 white girls, presumably in a sorority, at their little sorority house, and they have a sign in the front of their house that says, "Our daddies blow money, so we can blow you."
Give your thought.
So this is one reason why you should never bring your daughters to college.
Absolutely not. Don't even let them read.
Reading is a privilege only for...
Look, how am I supposed to find an illiterate GF if all y'all keep teaching your daughters to read?
Well, an illiterate GF is very good because...
Wholesome.
They don't know how to read BuzzFeed.
They can't be poisoned.
They don't know how to read, what's something else that's gay? They don't know how to read...
Jezebel.
Cosmo. Timmy Turner. So, the thottery has gone out of control in recent years.
Yeah, this is at the, University of Guelph?
Yeah, Guelph. And so, I assume this is from, like, this year. So these are
Ontario. I believe that's in Ontario province.
Yes, it's in Canada, actually. It's not in the U.S. So I thought school was free there because of socialism.
Well, guess not.
But, my point is, like, these girls are 18 or so, right? And we always have this thing that Gen Z is really based, but I think there's an element in Gen Z that's ultra-degenerate, more degenerate than any other generation has been. I think it's just, but, yeah, there might be a based element, but thoughts are insane. These are the girls that were, like, when they were 13, 5 years ago, were, dressing like salutes, and their mamas allowed them,
It says, University of Guelph is one of Canada's top universities, and its veterinary medicine program ranked 4th in the world.
Ooh!
The university itself is ranked 4th in Canada in Maclean's University Rankings 2018. So this is a prestigious university.
Yeah.
Like, even as a public one.
Yeah, and it's in a place called Guelph.
Yes.
That's a name, if I've ever seen one.
At least I'm not sure, but Saskatoon, I believe it's... I believe Guelph is a reference to the Italian family. Against the Ghibellines.
Yeah, I remember this. Don't they talk about this in
Venice?
Yeah, in Venice Boulevard, there were two clans of Italian restaurant owners fighting each other.
Ghibelline and Guelph.
Yeah, I remember that. Don't they talk about it in Machiavelli's The Prince? Machiavelli.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't remember. I hated that. It was boring.
What?
It was easy but boring. I didn't like it that much.
It was really cool. I liked the case studies.
Yeah, but it's just like military autism.
I like it though. I really like the autism. Like, I was saying that, auxiliaries are bullshit and here's why.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of interesting observations, but I don't know. It's not my type of thing. But I read it, of course, because it's a part of the canon. We got to read the Western canon, guys. I'm reading...
It takes you one day.
Yeah, it's a really quick read. It took Tupac about 2 years, but it could take you about a day.
Yeah.
4 years in prison.
The only book he ever read in his life, I'm sure.
He shouts it out on every song.
Oh, my God.
I bet you he doesn't even know the name of the book. He just calls it The Machiavelli.
Yeah.
Have you read Machiavelli? The Machiavelli?
The Prince, ain't that guy from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yo, dog, he's old school, but he good.
The Jehovah Witness ass funk singer?
He was a Jehovah's Witness?
Something like that.
Wow. I wouldn't be surprised. Some blacks are in on that.
Yeah, get in on that. One thing that I noticed that I thought was interesting about Guelph in southwestern Ontario, Canada, is that... It's my favorite factoid, as Norm Macdonald would say. It was a settlement that began in the 1820s, started by John Galt.
Oh, wow. Fountainhead. Yeah. Fountainhead in this bitch.
Yeah. So, wait, was that in the Fountainhead, or was that was in...
Atlas Fugged.
Yeah, Atlas Shrugged. That book's long. I've never read it. Never wanted to.
That's not in the Western canon.
No, that's in the Israeli...
That's in the Yiddish canon.
Yeah, the Yiddish canon. Ugh. Yeah, put that's, it in. That's put in it, the. I want to put it in my
Paz,
homemade.
That's in the Pentateuch of Paz.
Yeah, the Pentateuch of Paz. Yeah, make sure you wear your phylacteries when you read the Pentateuch.
Yes, you got to have your phylactery tied tight.
Yeah, bondage gear.
When you're reading the Fountainhead.
Yeah, I just thought that was funny. John Galt. It says he's a Scottish novelist. So that's cool.
That reminds me of a particular comment one of our fans left on our show.
What?
This Canada talk.
Oh, Canada. Canada. Isn't that like a French place above us? I forgot.
Yeah, it's like where frogs live.
Yeah, the whole place.
Yeah.
So what does one of our fans say?
He was befuddled that the certain Canadian podcast that used to be hosted on TRS is gone, but we still around. Well, I think you put it quite well in your reply.
Yes, I did.
Only the strong survive.
So that's...
Yeet it on.
We've been here for so long. You guys don't even know.
We've faced trial and tribulation and good times and bad.
Yeah.
We still here.
We've gone through who knows how many panelists, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just Nikkei and I, and we're staying strong, dude. That's us.
Mm-hmm.
We are strength.
So maybe the times that we have are various hiatuses.
Yeah.
We always back. We always back.
Yeah, we never leave. That's
we run this.
Yeah, just like John Galt.
Yeah, just like John Galt run Guelph.
Yeah, Guelph.
We run this podcast.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess what the record lowest temperature has ever been there?
Negative 88?
No, not that bad.
Negative 14?
No, somewhere in the middle there.
I don't know. Negative something.
Negative 35 degrees.
Wow.
And the hottest it's ever been is like 100.9.
This is Fahrenheit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's nothing. Guelph, it's a cool place, I guess.
Hey, they got like a cool church or something.
Oh, yeah? What does it look like?
It looks like one of those idolatrous Catholic or Orthodox churches. I think
okay,
it's a Catholic
thanks.
Church.
Thank you.
It's on. It's in downtown on Norfolk Street. It's Basilica of Our Lady Immaculate, so it's Catholica.
Hmm.
So, but it's pretty nice. It looks like something you'd see in Germany.
It's apparently they only get 55 hours of sunshine in the month of December.
Oh, wow. Are they high up in Ontario? Or
no, it's southwest. No. They're like on the near the Great Lakes.
Yeah, whoa, Canada. Something wrong with you, boy. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's not a lot of sun.
Yeah, you got to get that melatonin.
Yeah.
There was a tweet I saw. I don't know if it was real, but it was this black broad. She like shared a picture of a white person, I guess, in her bathroom, and on her counter there was a bottle of melatonin. And on Twitter, this gal says, "Look it, white people be trying to take our melanin. They be trying to get melanin like us. We powerful. They don't have melanin. Now they're trying to take it." I don't know if it was real. It may have been. Wouldn't be surprised.
I posted a picture, stack of cash to Twitter, one afternoon and said, "Just got home from my from today's melanin harvest. Made a killing."
Nice.
I'm that's actually my job. I'm a professional melanin harvester.
I'm a professional.
It's a lucrative business. You know, it's approximately like I think they're going right now is like $398 a gram. Yeah. So you're pushing that melanin, you're getting good bucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I could get kind of cheaper at Walmart.
Nah, you're getting that Chinese fake melanin.
It's going to make you yellow.
I only get the real shit, dog.
If you take it, you're going to get yellow.
I bust my ass harvesting the melanin from the skin of Negroes.
You know what? Bart Simpson has yellow melanin, and Bart Simpson is Bosnian.
He is, actually. You love him because he's Bosnian.
Yeah, that only makes sense if you like Bosnian names.
One thing I found out this week was apparently Bosnian niggas have huge celebrations for their circumcision.
So they're Jews.
Yeah.
What do? Dance and stuff and start riots?
They have like these big parties because I guess you get circumcised older.
Oh, it's some Muslim stuff.
But like, dude, it's really weird. It's like
do they have flaming swords and they juggle them and stuff?
Until they chop it off.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could call it like a pinceñera. Just the way that they got all decked out for it. Like, it was bizarre, man. I didn't know that this shit was even real until I saw it on Twitter.
Well, what's the Greek ceremony when someone gets circumcised?
There is no ceremony. You're like a infant.
You don't get circumcised in Greece,
you celebrate it. You celebrate anything like that at baptism because that's the real thing.
Oh, you don't get a jar of olive oil and break it.
You know, that's how we christen our new ships.
You know how the Jews, they get plates or whatever and put it inside a cloth and step on it?
Yeah, we just skip the cloth and throw it on the floor.
Yeah. I really
they took
do
that
love
from
olive
us,
oil.
By the way.
Olive oil is the best thing that's ever happened.
I love olive oil, man. It is so good.
You got yourself a soup and it tastes, it's okay. Put some olive oil on top of it. Good olive oil.
Olive oil. Oh my God. Yes. I see olive oil gift sets now, like for you know, they have like wine gift sets. They also have olive oil.
That's something that I want really bad.
You want me to mail you one for Christmas?
Yeah.
All right. I'll get you one.
Oh, you sent me a meme. Is this something you saw?
I didn't personally see it, but it's going around on Twitter. I think I kind of want this bumper sticker.
Should I say it? Is it private? Or...
Sure, yeah.
So this guy has a bumper sticker, and it says, "I am a Neoplatonist, and I vote."
It's so niche, but I love it.
I'm a Neo-Kantian, and I vote.
Neo-Kantian, yes.
I'm a Wagnerian.
Wagnerian, yes.
I'm a Faustian.
I'm a student of Wagner, and I vote.
Yeah, Faustian. Faust.
I am a Faustian man, and I vote.
I think Faustian spirit is very alive and well in San Francisco.
I'm a Neo-Confucian, and I vote.
Neo-Confucian Confederate.
Yes, and I'm a Neo-Confucian, and I refuse to vote.
I'm a Neo-Conservative.
And I'm Jewish.
And I'm the
and
one
I
that chooses
took my
the
birth,
most.
And what? I took my birthright trip.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was at a, I don't know where it was, it was like a library, and there were flyers for Jews, and it says, "Take your birthright trip."
Dude, yeah. Some of these,
We all know it's just an orgy, basically. Hmm. So, it's a way for people, for Jews to stay with Jews, to hook up with Jews, get married to Jews, have more Jewish babies in Israel. You know, and so they could also go to Israel and bathe themselves in Palestinian blood in some weird ritual. But would you ever take a... would you ever go to Israel? I heard Christians go there because of their Zyokucks, and then they...
No, I'd actually like to see the Church of the Sepulchre because, by God, that's our land.
Yeah.
This is Byzantine territory.
True. And another thing, too, is...
We must liberate every olive tree from their Zionist slave masters.
Yes. We should harvest olives from those olive trees and make some great olive oil.
Zion belongs to the Christian man.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be kind of interesting just to see, but I've heard that Israelis are very insufferable. They're just very rude.
Oh my God,
pushy.
Dude.
I've never really been around Israelis, people. So I don't know. But
if you mean like Orthodox Jews in Israel, they are dicks.
How do they smell, too?
They like will spit on you. I bet they.
You bet they what? You turn into a robot for a second.
Man, they're just gross.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this 20-person dead car crash in New York?
No.
There was a car crash the other day. It was like a wedding limo.
Whoa.
20 people died.
That's.
But I saw one of the names in the accident. There's really niggas out here with the name Axel Steen.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello. Say it again.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like literal niggas out here with the name Axel Steenberg.
What?
Yes. One of the people who died in the accident, his name is Axel Steenberg.
So it was 20 folks?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
18 who were in the limousine and 2 pedestrians.
My goodness, that's actually very sad. I don't like to think
is.
That.
It is.
Even though his name's Axel Steenberg, that's still very sad. Maybe I'm a cuck.
There's apparently multiple families, newlywed families in the limousine.
Yeah, well, like a lot of those
some
limousines
don't have
seatbelts.
Young
and stuff.
Children.
They just chill and they.
Well,
I never been.
It was
though.
More just think seatbelts would have helped these people, man. This was a terrible accident. They were in like a stretch SUV limo.
Yeah. But in more positive news, there's an Aryan avatar that exists today. Today, this beauty,
the real last airbender.
Yeah, her name is Taylor Swift, the beauty of all beauties, the best Aryan woman.
Well, I've got some disappointing news for y'all. Kavanaugh's in, and I still checked, and women are canceled.
Wait, so
hate to break it to you.
So who? How do I have children? Are children canceled too? Or do we...
No, just women.
Women.
Women have been canceled. Sorry.
They've been taken out of the code.
Kavanaugh makes the rules. Yep.
Well, even though Taylor Swift is canceled, I want to tell you something tragic about our Aryan goddess.
Tell me. Lay it on me.
This is from Twitter Moments. Taylor Swift has broken her silence about her political views, endorsing Democratic candidates for the midterm elections in Tennessee.
Ah, Rocky Top.
Wait, so is she doing like... Wait, this means that she's supporting, like, you know, Southern Democrats, right? Like the cool ones, right? Right? Right?
Yes. I mean, she's the real racist.
Right? I mean, please?
Yeah, Taylor is the real racist. She's supporting Dixiecrats.
I mean, it does say on her Instagram that I believe in the fight for LGBTQ rights and that any form of discrimination...
They have the right to get... I don't know.
Well, she says, I believe in the fight. Fight for. So you could kind of interpret that as a fight against LGBTQ rights.
That's a stretch, man.
Hey, you know, words change their meaning over time. Maybe she's using it in, like, the 14th century sense. And that any form of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender is wrong.
Because discrimination means they're still around.
I believe that systematic racism we still see in this country towards people of color is terrifying, sickening, and prevalent.
And not strong enough.
I cannot vote for someone who will not be willing to fight for dignity. It should be for the dignity.
It's a white man.
Yeah, but she, you know, she doesn't know how to spell. Or she forgot some words. She omitted some words. I cannot vote for someone who will not be willing to fight for the dignity of all Americans.
My good old illiterate...
GF.
Illiterate GF.
No matter the skin color, gender, or who you love. I never believed in this thought. I'm sorry. How could a broad who's had like 25 boyfriends be something you should worship? I never fell for the meme. Maybe I'm really hurting people's feelings at the moment. But she's a bad...
There's good girls from Tennessee.
Yeah, and she's not one of them.
Yeah, she's not. But I think like a joke.
You what?
I think everyone knew it was a joke.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a joke.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anglo.
I mean, sometimes in life you just make a mistake. I mean, I hope you guys could forgive me. I sent her a lot of letters and said, will you marry me? And
I don't know if she appreciated the swastika postage stamp.
This is from Thor Benson, which sounds like a very based name. Kanye West is backing the white supremacists and Taylor Swift is joining the resistance. Classic 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? There's this one tweet that got me very angry. Plus, she's not even like a Southerner. She's from like Pennsylvania, dude. You're a Yankee transplant. But here's what Philip Henry says, replace all Confederate statues with statues of Taylor Swift.
Okay.
That would be very gay.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
That would be. We're not doing that.
Never. There's many things you could be doing. You put a statue of Hitler, I'd agree. Statue of Mussolini, hey, I like that. Statue of Taylor Swift instead of Robert E. Lee, no.
What about the Brazilian politician Hitler Mussolini?
Oh, yeah, do that one. That guy's cool.
Got to give him a statue. We got to give Bolsonaro a statue. We got to give him, you know, any of the other, like, Brazilian Confederates.
We got to give a statue to just some random Dalit nigga.
The Dalit nigga in Paris.
Yeah. But Molly Knight says, a lot of middle-aged white dudes are mad at Taylor Swift on this website. How will she ever recover?
I don't think any middle-aged white dude gives a flying fuck.
They don't. They like to convince themselves that this is some...
That, like, these things matter.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, so Basie Ickby says, you know, these are trying times when Taylor Swift takes a political stance. White people done fucked up.
Ooh,
something.
Speaking of Bolsonaro, his vote, they're counting the votes. Number one, Mr. Bolsonaro.
Ooh.
With this is the first round of voting, and he's got 46% of the votes. Not quite 56% like we would hope from Brazil,
yeah.
But the next highest candidate is 30% or 29.1%. So that's a like an 18 million vote difference.
Dang, that's a big old country, dude.
His opponent, I guess, in the second round is going to be one Fernando Haddad.
Haddad. I went to her house, but Haddad said no.
From the workers, from the Workers' Party. Is this guy a Muslim?
That does not sound Portuguese. Haddad.
Okay, he's a he's Lebanese.
Oh, he's one of your people.
Yeah.
Haddad, like Muslim Lebanese or what?
Lebanese Orthodox Christian.
Oh.
But I guess he's a communist and wait. I don't know, he's an ugly looking dude. Look at this dude.
Haddad was also the storm and rain god in the Northwest Semitic and ancient Mesopotamian religions.
Hmm.
So, oh. Haddad was also called simply Baal. Like Baal.
Simply Baal, huh?
Like Baal. No, not like his. There's a weirdly word thing, but Baal.
Like Christian Baal?
Yeah. Like in the Bible. No, they talk about Baal worship. Anyways. He looks like that nigga from Stranger Things, gone older.
with that little kid,
that stupid mouth.
I've never seen the show before, but I see him on TV because they're now putting him on ads and stuff.
Aren't people like pedophiles about some of those guys?
Oh my god, I hope not. It's just a kid.
Wasn't there? There was this 12-year-old Jewish kid or something. His name's like Wolf or something. I don't remember. Wolf Finland or something weird. He's a 12-year-old Jewish actor.
Sounds like a pretty badass name. Sounds like a name some like pagan YouTuber would come up with. Wolf Finland. Wolf Finland or something like that. Wolf Finlander.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's good looking and stars that are, you know, he's like 12 and people are like in their 20s or 30s. Are like, dang, he's so hot.
What the fuck? Yeah. No, stop.
What's the nigga's name? It's something stupid. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna research that right now.
It's Varg Vikernes.
You know what Varg's real name is?
No, what?
Christian. His first.
No way.
Yeah, he just got. He's.
Wow.
So he's just mad at his parents for that. Very mad.
Fuck you, Mom and Dad.
I'm not Christian. I'm Pagan Vikernes.
Yeah, I'll change the name to Pagan Vikernes.
Yeah.
I wonder if he named any of his sons Pagan. Like
Pagan. Okay, the guy's name is Finn Wolfhard.
Wow.
What a name.
That's like pretty spot on, like I said there, with a pagan YouTuber.
Yeah, Finn Wolfhard.
Name from Finn Wolfhard. Let me tell you why I hate my dad.
Let me tell you about the Christianity. It is a Jewish. It is foreign to Europe, which is why I worship. I mean, I'm into the Vedas, which is very European, and not a part of the religion of brown people.
I like the Edas and the Vedas.
Darth Vader is my favorite.
Darth Vader.
What are Vedic mathematics? I've heard of that. Is that?
I have no idea. Never heard of it.
Is this something I've heard of? I searched for the Vedas, and that was a result. And I'm like, you could do math with a holy book? Checkmate, wow, Christians. Please. You can't do math on your Bible.
There's no math in the Bible. But I still hate doing my homework. Christian Baal Victorinus.
Christian. Let me see if when he changed it. Yeah, one of his children's name is Rebecca. I thought it'd be something like Wolf, like
Wolfina.
Wolf Tail Vilkerness.
Wolf Tooth.
Wolf Tooth. Yeah.
Or one of his kids' names, Foreskin Haver. Just so you can always know he's not circumcised, guys.
Yes. If you were a pagan, what type of pagan would you be?
Greek, obviously.
You know what? I'm going to take the principal instance and say, I don't want to be pagan ever. So it's not going to happen.
Come on.
Let's see.
You can't just say if you had to be.
Oh, then, like, yeah, because it implies, like, I have to. So, I don't know, Germanics. I want a very simple pagan religion. I don't want all these gods I have to memorize.
Why not just be a Kabbalist?
Yeah, I'll be a Kabbalist.
You can be like Ariana Grande and like get invited to the rape festival.
Go become and believe God as a woman. Shekinah glory of God. That's something I learned. I've heard some evangelical preachers use the term Shekinah to describe like a part of God's essence, but that's actually something that's taken from the Kabbalah, meaning the...
I know. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
They say this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. First women have been canceled. Evangelicals, you're on notice. If you say shit like that, no.
Yeah.
We're not having this.
The Shekinah glory of God. Like, you know, when I say sometimes the Spirit of God comes in within me, and it's the Shekinah Spirit of God. It's that element. It's that feeling.
And it just makes me want to slaughter my own uterus and all that resides within it.
That was a red pill for me. I didn't know that. I've heard that before. I'm like, what the heck are you saying, Shekinah? What does that even mean?
Some real Shekinery there, huh?
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Wasn't Evola like into Kabbalah?
What? No, what?
I don't know. Isn't Kabbalah supposed to be based in Indo-European?
I'm not some like big Evola scholar.
I didn't like Revolt Against the Modern World.
No?
No, there's very anti-Christian elements within it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's something that's definitely true about him.
What are you doing? Are you punching boxes?
I'm throwing darts at a box.
Really? In the middle of a podcast?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting bored. Get distracted.
Contempt for the audience.
Sorry.
You're just fiddling with you. You might as well just fiddle with your thumbs. That's a lot safer.
Than throwing darts.
We're really going off the deep end here. Is there something we could find? Thank God for the truncate option on. What's that called? Audacity.
Audacity.
That I did not know you could do that. What that does is.
I taught this guy about truncate silence. He didn't. No, he wasn't truncating the silence this entire time.
I was editing the silence. I will listen to the whole episode.
What a madman.
I've been doing this for 3 years. I was editing
Absolute
the silences.
Madman.
I was editing the silences out individually. So I would listen to the whole episode. But there's an option on Audacity which says you can truncate this silence. And so when there's silence, it cuts it out for you. And it works really well. I haven't had problems with it yet.
It does. It's a really great feature.
And it shaves off like 6 minutes usually or more. It's crazy. It doesn't sound awkward.
It's mm-hmm.
So if you guys are starting a podcast, truncate that silence, please.
Yeah, back when I was doing sedition casts still, I used that a lot.
That's very old school.
Yeah, the first media and entertainment movie review podcast on the alt-right.
That's actually the reason why you first came on TYH, was to promote that podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess we kept you. And you're the only one
We don't really do sedition. We don't do sedition cast anymore. And maybe we should bring it back. I don't know. I guess Boris always still has his
You can talk about
movie review
French
cornered.
Movies and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was the one who caught, I don't know if you listened to the episode on Irreversible.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I was watching that with Borzoi in his movie watching server. And I was the one who caught the Holocaust poster at the end.
Oh, I didn't remember.
I was like all caps screaming like, stop the fucking movie, go back. And pause on that screen. What did that poster say about the Holocaust?
Was this inside the rectum?
No, no, no. This was inside the apartment.
No. I didn't see the movie. I just heard them talk about it.
Yeah, so it's at the end. There's
the
love scene between the two. Like, they actually have like a solid piss take. Like a real piss take from the girlfriend. I forget her name. Where she just goes to the bathroom and, like, you stare at the door that she's in. I guess it's like a water closet-sized bathroom. And it's, she's just pissing, and that's the scene. But, like...
That's very cool.
On the door to the bathroom, there's this movie poster.
For Holocaust, Captain, the movie.
Captain Marvel 1. It's like, from the Holocaust, a hero rises.
His name is Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
BB, hashtag BB, I love you.
BB, do you love me? The BB challenge, where instead of like getting out of your car, you just like throw bricks at Palestinians.
You know,
from a moving vehicle.
You could write BB on your knuckles. Do you ever think about like what tattoos you could put on your knuckles? Because you know you have four that are visible.
Yeah.
You know, you could put skin head on both mm-hmm. hands. You could put BB. You could put
1488.
You could put AIDS.
AIDS, fags.
Fags. What does your knuckles say? AIDS, fags.
AIDS, fags.
A new song from Westboro Baptist Church.
To the tune of what?
That new song, that long lost song from XXXTentacion and Lil Peep that got released like 2 weeks ago. What is that, Falling Down?
I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah. XXXTentacion.
Triple extension.
Triple extension cord. Yeah. Let me go see if there's anything on campus reform. I mean, this is very professional. But thank goodness for the... I think the truncate will make this seem like a much more interesting episode.
Yeah.
Because there'll be cuts. So Colorado State says to avoid gendered emojis. Why? So no, Nikkei, you can no longer use the eggplant emoji.
Damn, how am I going to tell people I just want some dank moussaka?
Yeah, so... But what do they mean by this? Because... Are they telling people to do this to avoid gendered emojis in their personal conversations? Because why does that matter to the university?
I don't know. It's gay.
Well, I think it's just... It was a part of a guide that says 10 ways to make your social media channels more inclusive. Maybe we should look at that and see what's going on there. Use inclusive pronouns, which include they, them, theirs, students, rams, or everyone. Use the yellow emojis when addressing a diverse audience. That's just Chinese.
Use the Chinese emoji, huh?
Avoid gendered emojis when possible.
Okay.
Don't assume gender or identity online. Use people first language. That sounds gay. Include descriptions on photos and captions on videos. Thank you for that advice. Use title case for hashtags for screen readers. Whatever that means. Authentically represent diversity instead of fake doing it in a fake way.
Mm-hmm.
Share multiple voices and perspectives. So, like, your own personal Instagram? No, let someone else take over for a few days. Then another guy. So as to share multiple perspectives. And here's the most important one. Establish community guidelines. But what if my autonomous community says it's okay to make oven jokes?
I don't know.
What do we do then?
Not sure, my friend. We'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
So here's something, and I actually agree, because, I mean, I don't want to be an optics cuck, but I guess I have to say it. I mean, we have to stand up for what's right. A Texas Christian university says that Steven Crowder's views adversely affect students, and I agree.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? That's an absolute no-brainer. This guy... is off his rocker.
Dude.
To say the least.
You don't even want to... Yeah, I can't... The stories
like, when
I've
I
heard,
say off his rocker, I mean like a device that throws rocks.
You know what he did? He called Golden Dawn, and he's like, you guys are cucks.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean there's a weapons ban in Greece? Here, let me just mail you this AK. I can get you a whole freighter container... full of automatic weapons. I just need you to pick it up at the port of Piraeus by next week. And if you haven't overthrown the government by next month,
Greeks are officially
non-white. I'm going to overthrow you, personally.
He's like calling and going to Hezbollah, you guys are wimps.
Yeah, you call this a rocket? This is a firework where I come from.
Yes. Back in my skinhead days.
He could never have a skinhead because his hair just grows way too fast.
He would look very... Yeah, he has too much testosterone. Problematic masculinity. Well, he would look very bad bald.
He just...
Actually, no, I shouldn't say that because he might threaten
he's
me.
He's a weightlifter, and I hear that he just, you know, nothing will satisfy his like, workout rage than using, like, the femur of, of, you know, dead Mexican orphans.
Oh, wow.
And that's just, you know, for his curls. If he wants to do, like, a whole, like, squat, he uses the femurs of, a fully grown black males.
Gosh.
And uses their skulls filled with concrete as the weights.
Yeah, Steven Crowder. I mean, he even thinks
Nazgul's... makes Genghis Khan look merciful.
He called up the leader of the Nazgul party. He's like, you guys are too soft in the Zionist question.
Yeah. What kind of pansy anti-Zionism is this shit?
This is nothing! What is this?
You haven't even killed any... Don't call yourself anti-Zionist if your body count is less than Palestine's.
Yeah. I mean, ugh. He's hardcore Christian identity, you know, like to the extreme. Like, it's unbelievable. It's, yeah. He said officially Greeks are no longer part of the 10 lost tribes of Israel.
I can confirm.
Yeah, he subscribes to what is that? Two seed line theology.
Oh, what's that?
That's where the Jews are literally descended from the devil. when Eve got pregnant, supposedly from the snake.
Oh my God, this is woke.
Yeah, so that's why he called. He's like, dude, Nazbols, you gotta get behind this. You guys are just saying this and that. No, you gotta believe in the two seed line theology.
Literal demonic DNA.
Yeah. Demonic essence. We have to metaphysically fight the Jew. Yeah. But some interesting facts. I don't know if they know this, but he was a former voice actor on Arthur, the Canadian / American animated educational TV series.
I did know that, yes.
So
I don't remember what role he played. It was like the brain, right?
I think he played the skinhead.
Yeah, of course. Well, skinhead brain.
What was it, like monkeys? What was the show about? I forgot.
An aardvark.
Oh, an aardvark. He was a skinhead aardvark. That's not. Oh yeah, that's an aardvark.
Yeah.
It looks like a rabbit.
There's a rabbit in the show.
A ribbit?
I don't know what you're looking at. I don't know how you didn't watch Arthur as a child.
I did, but that was 20 years ago.
Bro,
I don't remember everything.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
The only one I remember is Lil Bill.
Yeah, Lil Bill.
Now he's a SoundCloud rapper. Yeah. And he did not change his name. It's just Lil Bill still. And now he's a SoundCloud rapper.
Wow.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah, the best SoundCloud rapper.
Now the real Lil Bill is in jail.
The best SoundCloud rapper from like a year ago was Zan Frank.
Yeah.
Do you remember him? With the Anne Frank tattoo on his face?
I don't remember. Yeah. Oh, God. That was awful. That sucked.
Yeah. Thank goodness for Zan Frank. But is there anything else you want to talk about?
Nah. I don't have anything else. I'm just always laughing about Albanians and Bosnians and all those degenerates.
Kosovars. Actually, I need to correct myself. Steven Crowder is not Christian identity. He's actually a Luciferian esoteric neo-Nazi. He's a leader of a satanic skinhead group. So we gotta really watch out. Disavow, please.
Sodom Waffen.
Yeah. He thinks sodomy is okay in Indo-European. That's how extreme.
Well, he thinks it's bad, but it's a useful weapon of war.
Oh, no. It was it like anal jihad?
Yeah.
Anal white jihad?
Aryan anal jihad. Oh, no. Literal butlarian jihad.
Gosh. Well, my name is Anglo. With me, I have Nikephoros.
Thanks for listening.
And what we're saying is please disavow Crowder.
And please don't hurt us. Beg for mercy from Steven Crowder.